celebrating the spring equinox Fresno style by saying a Fres yes. This is the perfect pour.
No.
Don't do that, Fres yes joke. Just to let all the lead singers of all the bands that tour through Fresno, we've all heard the Fres yes joke, Fres no joke. We've heard it. We're good. You're not going to impress us by your like, oh, when I say Fres no, I say Fres yes. And don't expect everyone to go, yeah.
I do that with the people I work with all the time. Like, because most of them, like my boss's boss and all of them, they all live in LA. And I was like, well, around here it's Fres yes, guys. And I'm like, really annoying about it. And they're just like, okay, Stacey, we get it. And I'm like, yeah, what does LA have? You guys don't have anything. La La Land, get the fuck out of here. We're Fres yes.
Yeah.
That's why we win, because we're all about yes.
Eat on that, everyone. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy most of the time.
I thought you were going to say Rad Stacy Mosa. Rad Mosa.
Oh, Rad Stacy Mosa. That sounds like an epic drink. Go for it.
A Bloody Mary or a mimosa?
Oh, fuck. Probably a Bloody Mary.
Nick?
Oh, yeah, Bloody Mary's for sure.
Yeah, I also agree with this statement. Sorry, that was unprofessional text coming through. That wasn't you, listener. That was my dumb phone.
Don't frantically check your phone.
Oh, shit, someone texted me. Don't worry, no one texted you. Like, there's nothing more disturbing than a phone call. Or a tech, like, I'm glad when it's a spam phone call. So I'm like, oh, good. I can ignore this. Using the phone rings, I'm like, oh, God, what is this? Nobody, like, calls you to say, hey, man, I just want to call and let you know I put $500 in your bank account and have a good day. All right, see you later. You know, there's no cool calls.
How is that call?
Why doesn't that happen?
I don't know. Bad mojo? I don't know. I hear about other cool people getting money in their bank account. Not me.
I mean, I do get money in my bank account every 2 weeks, what? But I have to somewhere to get it.
Yeah, I know. I have to do crap for 80 hours before I can.
All these scammers should have enough money by now to start handing it back out.
Yeah. So before the show, we were having a little tailgating beers. I'm still not quite done with this Flatland Brewing Company Year 8, which I'm going to assume this is their 8th anniversary beer. It is a TDH West Coast Triple. Bow, 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 bow. Triple. It's got Mosaic, Nectaron, and Rowaka. And I'm trying to see. God dang it. Such small print on the... Oh, dang it, too small print. I can't see it.
Get your reading glasses.
Elk Grove. And
you got to put your readers over your regular glasses so you can see what you're doing.
Elk Grove out of Sacramento donated the show by Wazoo Corvette. Nick, what do you have?
I finished up a Marto Conduction West Coast IPA. This is from Iowa, from BA Cyclone. It was nice. It was a touch on the sweet side, but still a nice West Coast.
All right. Was it really West Coast, or was it like Midwest West Coast? Midwest Coast.
It's Midwest Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a MWCA.
What? I mean, I feel like during like the heat of the craft beer popularity, there was some talk about this, but there's never a Midwest IPA. Come on, Midwest, I need you guys to get a definitive IPA. I remember Colorado was trying to do like a Colorado Rockies IPA kind of style. I need the Midwest to come up with something that's an IPA that they do the best, that nobody else does better than they do. Let's go, Midwest, figure it out. And if I'm wrong about something, Chicagoans, Kansas folk, Oklahomans, you know, let's go. Let's get a Core 4. What's the deal, man? Let's get a style going that we can be like, oh, this is Midwest.
Well, I just looked up Midwest IPA, and there's Great Lakes Brewing Company that makes a sensible IPA with a sensible amount of hops. Politely greets a mild-mannered finish. Seems very polite.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very polite Midwest IPA. Politely finishes. Yes. Charm. Like, sorry, I'm sorry I was a little bit bitter there, but, you know, bless your heart, I was just trying to
it's very gentle. Like, it's the IPA that tips its hat at you and opens the door for you.
Sorry about that. Sorry about being bitter there for a little bit. I was just, you know, a rough day. But we're all good now. Hope you have a nice day.
But it's also the IPA that will, like, vote against your reproductive rights, which is also, you know.
Wow, that is aggressive IPA. in secret, be like, secretly.
It charms you right out of your reproductive rights, huh?
The most passive-aggressive. Passive-aggressive IPA.
That's a style.
What are you having, Rad Stacey?
Oh, I had the wonderfully explosive Pauhana Pilsner from Maui Brewing Company, lovingly donated to me by my work wife out in Hawaii. And when I opened it, it's been in the fridge for the past 3 days. So I didn't shake it. I didn't drop it that I remember. But it literally exploded like all over the fucking place. It tastes like cat.
Whoa.
Maybe, yeah, the cat looked at it, bapped it around, and now it's all.
Were you like using it like.
You left for 1 second.
Using it like a maraca before you open it, or?
It says shake vigorously before opening
it. Vigorously shake it.
Yeah,
put it on the hazy roll.
I had to clean that all up.
Man, we haven't had a gusher in so long. If you're on the tailgate, you would have heard that.
Leave it to me.
Yeah. Rad sees you the gush.
Some woman comes on the show and...
Oh, man. If it had been if I would have opened it, it wouldn't have gushed. It would have opened just fine. You didn't know how to open it properly.
Yeah, I mean, the last time we had something like that happen to me, it was a bottle of champagne, so...
What, you're celebrating the pennant, winning the pennant or something? What?
Right. Spray it all over everything.
Woo! Oh, was that the 500th episode celebration? Did we do that? I don't remember doing that.
Par for the course of the day. It's been kind of a weird day. Like, our budgie, like, randomly died. So, if you don't hear any bird in the background, that's because he was...
Aww. Sorry.
Dead as hell. Yeah, thanks.
This is
my child had a funeral for it in the backyard earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I know. Azul, he was 8 years old, which I was reading, but it's actually pretty good for.
Yeah, that's pretty older
for a house budgie.
Yeah.
He ate his last seed and went.
Wasn't cat done. Related.
No, he was just in his cage, dead as hell. I don't know what to say.
It was just time to go.
It was just time. Yeah.
I guess you know.
I think it was a he. I actually really don't know if it was a he or she. I'm leaning toward he, but I'm not 100%.
I wouldn't lean toward he.
He was mean as shit.
Oh.
But he still didn't deserve it. Die alone on the bottom of his cage. It's very sad. He He was alive when I went to work. That's all I know.
Pretty bird.
Nick, do you have some culture to start us off with?
We're all
pretty bummed. I'm thinking about Rat Cece's bird. I'm not thinking about beer.
So I've opened up a new beer, a Brimmer Brewing Company's roasted and toasted coffee stout. It's a crowler. I got a crowler.
Oh yeah, I remember crowlers. Those are the things that they have at breweries, right? I forgot about the breweries. You can go to a
and you can watch it get sealed. It's so cool. Wow.
And then they do a little wipe it a little bit for you.
The weekly rag.
Yeah, that rag that's been wiping beers for all day long gives it a little nice little wipe.
Gross.
Oh, this is a 25-ounce crowler.
Wow. Is that bigger? Wow.
I feel like me holding this is what normal people feel like holding a 12-ounce can.
They're like, So it's a little baby crowler?
Baby crowler.
Like Zax used to have?
Mm-hmm. They had 16-ounce crowlers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 25, I'm guessing... I don't know what's Foster's. Is it 24?
Foster's.
Yeah.
Foster's. It's about picture Australian of the Foster's size
beer.
Can.
Australian beer.
If you haven't seen a 25-ounce crowler, picture a Foster's style can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a Foster's. Yeah, it's 25.4 ounces.
Hey.
And, yep. Look at you. Now, green or blue?
So 25.4.
Look at the big brains on Brad. I've only ever had blue. What's green? Is green better or is green diet?
Green is the extra special bitter, man. That's like
green is diet.
That's the shit. Foster's, isn't it? No, it's not. It's not diet. It's wow. Premium.
There's a premium. There's a green Foster's. Premium. What?
Yeah, you haven't had the green Foster's?
I don't think so.
Come on. It's rich.
But I do still earthy. Order them when I go to the Outback.
Yeah, that's
it's rich
like,
and earthy and offset by a caramel finish. Thanks, BevMo.
That's like the situational beer for when you're in Outback. Because Outback does not have very...
Situational beer.
Outback does not have a very deep...
Diverse portfolio.
Yeah, doesn't have a big portfolio. They pretty much want you to have the Foster's. So you're like, all right, give me a Foster's.
I've never willingly eaten at an Outback Steakhouse.
Willingly? Everyone just strong-armed you in there? Get the fuck in there and eat it! No!
It was always work-related. Every single time. Yeah. I was like, why are we here?
I will take Outback over Applebee's any.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
not taking either of them. I don't go to Applebee's willingly either.
Well,
You know Outback owns... Fleming's, so I mean, can it
really be there? I enjoy Outback occasionally. I'm not gonna badmouth Outback. I haven't been to the other thing in to Applebee's in years, but
Crapplebee's.
Fleming's.
I feel like
it's been a while,
I love seeing all the like women Fleming's. Who post about like, I can't believe this fool took me on a date to Applebee's. Like,
well, I would not do that. I've never taken someone on a date to Applebee's.
Yeah, that's for after you get married.
Yeah, that's you're already locked in.
It's Tuesday. We need something to eat. What are
that's
we doing?
Right. Who wants a whole bunch of salt and shiny food? Let's go to Applebee's. I want to see my reflection in those chicken wings, all right? It needs to be real shiny.
Yeah.
Gloss.
Fleming's. I haven't been wings. To Fleming's in a long time either, but yeah, all those.
Fleming's places. Is good.
Fleming's is a little rich for my blood.
It is, but it's nice. Feel like
I was at Spaghetti Factory last night.
Oh, whoa!
Hey. Next, you can tell she ate in the trolley like a fancy person.
Oh, only if I go with my mom. She always requests. She's like, "I
want
to eat."
I
in the
want
trolley.
The trolley. It's gonna be
back chairs.
It's gonna be a 10-minute wait, ma'am. Okay.
Here's a 20. Can you make it five?
Can you start pressuring whoever's at the table to get the hell out of there? Don't offer him dessert. Just give him the ticket.
I stepped into the kitchen last night because our server was like taking forever, and I needed to get the seminar that I was running.
Oh, you did a step up.
Like, hey,
you went to the kitchen.
Brad, my bro.
I need the food. Oh my god.
We need some noodles, stat.
Noodles.
These old folks noodles. Are getting hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're here to learn
extra
about
mazithra noodle on my cereal. Noodles.
Anyway.
What are we talking about?
He's like, they're not getting any deader.
I only do seminars for the living.
Oh, okay.
What were we talking about?
They raise their hand and say, I have a bunch of cremated remains at home. What should I do? And I'm
backing
like,
them up.
Dig a hole. No. Bring That's them to
called,
my cemetery.
Say, what day is your trash day?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that either. I don't condone any of this.
Sprinkle them in the garden.
Yeah. My garbage guy is not inspecting the garbage bin before he puts it in there. I think you're good.
You just want to remove any of the stickers that say cremated remains inside.
Oh, okay.
And they won't. They won't know.
Yeah, make sure your name's not on anything.
There's technically no cremation police, but
big weekend of smoking meat.
You piss off the wrong ashes. Piss off the wrong man. Yes, they're gonna crack down on you.
We're out here just running Sweeney Todd's funeral home. Culture. Did we have culture yet?
Nick,
this is pretty cultural.
Nick, you said something before. I'm trying to find a way back to it. I don't know.
Derail the stream.
No, I don't think it was you. I don't know what's happening. I need somebody to tell me.
I have a tiny bit of beer-related stats from the end of 2023 that are kind of interesting. We're not so far into 2024 that it's not relevant. Yeah,
Happy New Year, guys.
Hold on. I have something. Hold on.
Yeah, okay, go.
Nick,
man. Speak up.
Shit. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, kids. I will turn this podcast around right now. I am tired of this bickering. We're going to the happiest place on earth, okay? I don't want to hear this all day. We got to get on that tram before 8 o'clock. Rope drop, everyone. Everyone wanted to be on rope drop. Well, we're fucking doing it. We got to leave the hotel room before 6.
Stacy kicks the back of chair and screams.
This is why I told you guys to go to bed early last night.
Fuck you, Dad.
Fuck you, Dad. Motherfucker. That's it. You're going to Magic Mountain now. No Disneyland for you, too. It's Magic Mountain.
Do what I want.
Do what I want. Knott's Berry Farm. That's it. Knott's Berry Farm.
Your beard is full of culture. I can see it.
Nick?
So do you guys have an eclipse beer picked out?
Oh, okay.
No fucking way. There's an eclipse coming up, guys.
Yeah.
April 8th.
Mm-hmm. We're not
it's
in the
my anniversary.
Oh.
Wow.
And we're going to be in Newfoundland for it.
Oh, man.
That's the whole reason we're going.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Last exit point is North America.
Is it going to be in... You're in the totality... zone?
Yep. Wow. Buena Vista, Newfoundland. In the totality.
You better put that on the Perfect Pour social media somewhere.
I will. I already got my solar viewers too, so we can look up at the sun and not be damaged terribly.
Well, like when you're in the totality, you can actually take your glasses off and like look around.
Yep. Until you start to see the sun poke back out, then you need to put the viewers back on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll see crescents for the rest of your life. Yeah, it's like a 2-minute window.
Rest of your life, you'll just be like, is it crescent moon tonight? It's daylight, Stacey. Oh, all right.
Well, I see crescents now everywhere.
See crescents. Every time I close my eyes. If I close my eyes forever. Sorry. going to do that.
We'll hopefully be having some nice Newfoundland beer while we're watching the eclipse. Don't forget to put your viewers on, babe.
Viewers. Babe. 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 Put your viewers on, babe. Cat, shut up. Nick, did we find something, Nick? Am I lost? Oh, wait, the totality beer. All right.
There's some recommendations. There's a vanilla blackout stout from Great Lakes. Let's see.
Nice. Nope. Oh. No.
Yeah, what would be a good eclipse beer? I mean, it should be dark. Dark.
There's the Eclipse series from 5050. That would be my go-to.
Yeah, you like that. Trucky.
I think there is one called Totality, Path of Totality.
I'm sure there is.
Path of Totality.
Damn, that would have been a good podcast name.
Three Heads Brewing.
I'm allowed to take like 3 liters of beer into Canada legally or something without paying a tariff on it. So if there's something good that I could find, take. A special beer. You can take up to 1.5 liters of wine and I think 3 liters of beer.
Only 1.5?
Yeah. Mag of wine and then some crowlers of beer.
So check out Forbes. Forbes has an article on the beers they recommend.
Cool. Yeah, there's also, it's going through the southern part of the U.S. and then coming up out the northeast, very northeasterly side of Canada. So in 2017, we were in the Path of Totality on the first entry point in Lincoln, Oregon.
Wow.
Which was cool. So now we're, yeah. It's come full circle jerk, as we'd like to say. And I'm also subscribed to spaceweather.com so that we can be alerted to solar flares.
Yeah.
And then also solar wind that puts a crack in our magnetic field in the northern hemisphere to possibly see some aurora borealis.
Maybe you could see the northern lights during the eclipse. That'd be some shit right there.
Probably not. I mean, there's a possibility, I guess, but
never know.
There's a lot going on. I'm trying to pay attention.
There's gonna be a lot of shit going on. I'm gonna be trying to check in a beer. You gotta check in a beer during the eclipse.
Okay, I'll try to check.
Come on,
beer. Do you badge? Is there a badge?
Yeah, there better be a badge. You know what? There was no, not to spoil Big Cots, but there was no badge for St. Patrick's Day this year.
Oh shit!
It was a bunch of bullshit.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Untappd, man, but we're gonna
maybe
have to take it over.
Like, we don't want to encourage people to drink too much on St. Patrick's Day, though.
Yeah, on Untappd, they're like,
they don't need help.
They don't need
our help.
They don't need our help. Well, this Rad Stacy will be in the Path of Totality, getting wasted on beers.
Total blackness, just getting
blacked out. You're not gonna make it
for 2 minutes. Like,
Rad Dog's
weather cocktail be like, it was cloudy the whole fucking time.
That would suck. Rad Doug would be like trying to like, come on, Steezy, you gotta make it. We only got one more hour. I'm like, yeah, and you just pass out.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. Well, sorry. Never mind that Hall Nuts. You didn't hear Hall Nuts.
Nobody heard that.
All right. Path of Totality should have been our podcast name, by the way.
Welcome to Complete Darkness.
Path of Totality, a craft beer show.
Nice.
Anything else, Nick?
Not unless you're ready to get into Fres Yes stuff.
No, go ahead.
So, 5 beer stations, 50 food trucks, 100 vendors, 3 stages. Did they go? It looks like they went further south this year to Ventura? Question mark.
I think, I'm not sure if that formerly known as Zach's building is, I think maybe they're officially involved or.
It passes by them, but they're not highlighted in yellow as
No, because they don't, because they never like participate fully. They have to do their own thing.
Yeah,
and like glom on. They basically just glom on to the whole festival and don't put in the effort that everyone else puts in. They just like, oh, we're open during Fresyes, and everyone's like, well, there's actually some stuff we would like you to be involved in. Nope, we're just gonna be open.
So, normal business hours.
Normal business. We're not going to do any of the work that you guys are doing. We're just going to open our doors and reap the benefits. Sounds like their MO.
So, yeah, it goes from Tulare almost to Ventura, which I guess is where the 41 stage is at, what they've dubbed the 41 stage.
The 4-1 stage.
4-1.
I don't think I'm going to be out there. I don't think I'm going to do it.
I'm not doing the rain. I forgot about Fresyes, and then I saw that it was raining, and I had already made plans to sit in my house and listen to it rain.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Those are good plans.
I know that seems like super lame, but I'm very excited about this plan.
No, that's a good plan.
I'm like, oh, it's going to be cool. It's going to be raining, pitter-patter, just me and the animals.
I mean, it's a great excuse for us that don't like to go out in public that much and be like, oh, it's raining. I can't plan anything.
You don't like to go out?
Can't plan anything.
Oh, darn. It's raining.
I thought you were such a social butterfly.
No. Like sometimes on Saturday afternoons, I get a bug of like, I kind of want to be in a tap room somewhere right now. And then that's about it. That is the only
thing. You think about all the things that could go wrong and you're like, well, that was a fun thought.
Now that you think of that, that's my window of like, oh, I want to be somewhere with people right now. And then it ends. That window closes at about 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then I'm like, all right, I'm over that.
That was a great thought.
Now back to not having any plans.
Glad I didn't put pants on. That was close.
Way too many things.
That was close. I almost did. But you'll usually find me at a Dutch Bros line ordering drinks with my daughter. And even though I don't drink any coffees tea drinks.
You don't drink coffee?
I drink coffee in the morning, like my own coffee. But that's the last coffee I'll have of the day.
Yeah, we just do French press. And then, you know, people who work in the funeral business, that's all we do is drink coffee. The cigarette thing is starting to go away. Like, I don't smoke, but so many of the people I work with smoke, which is hilarious. I'm like, you work in a funeral home and see people coming in here like,
dying of lung
dead
cancer
from this. And they're saying, oh, I'm going to go have a cigarette. I'll be back.
But the stress.
Won't be me.
Yeah, it's wild. Cigarettes and Folgers.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're smoking,
No, there's no taste buds left, and Folgers has so much caffeine in it. There's like, frowned upon. So
wait, what? Folgers has more caffeine than like.
It does.
Oh,
yeah, has a ton of caffeine in it.
Oh,
it gives you the jitters.
Oh, okay. Well, that, but still,
yeah. Don't accept the coffee at most of my funeral homes. It's like all Folgers. I bring my own. I have a pour over station in my office.
You're all
drink good. Bougie coffee.
Bougie.
Bougie.
Stacy's always got to be bougie in there.
So did you guys know how many breweries opened versus closed in 2023?
Ooh, did we talk about this? We haven't. I'm going to say more. I wonder if I think I'll bet more. I think I'm going to think opposite here and that say that more open than closed, which is just not right, but also probably what happened.
Yeah, so more opened, but it's not very many more. So 420 breweries, new breweries came online last year.
420, bro.
420! Yeah, and man!
385 closed.
Oh,
so it's bummer. Almost a wash.
And
somehow, of that 385 breweries that closed, 559 wasn't one of them.
Oh, man.
Which I feel really sad about.
I feel like they either their overhead is low or they just have money to
throw. Oh, they have money to spare. They'd rather lose money than think people don't like their peers.
Accept the job well done and move on and have your weekends back. Get out.
Maybe
of
the, people hourly to pour that shitty beer on the weekends. They're not there.
Yeah, but if it was in theory losing money, why even bother? Come on, just move on, do something cool, or do something sit in your house and listen to a rain. On a Saturday, why bother with the beer?
Yeah. And so it's kind of funny because I was reading through this and I don't know I don't know what age this person is that wrote this article. It's from hopculture.com. But they said that, when COVID kind of subsided a bit and people were going back out into the on-premise world, that folks were, and I think we talked about this on previous episodes too, that folks are looking for this elevated experience that tap rooms just really don't know how to offer. They're just like, what do you mean you don't want to just stand in line on this concrete floor and try whatever we give you? they're looking for an actual experience. And I don't know how breweries are getting around that. I think Fres Yes Fest is one thing where hey, this happens every year, but it was before COVID that Fres Yes Fest was going on too. Mm-hmm. But what do you guys think that, breweries, tap rooms, brew pubs, craft beer centric places are doing to keep the faith alive? Because it's expensive to give people experiences.
Yeah. Well, Tioga.
Just like it's expensive to make beer right now, too.
Yeah. Well, Tioga, is sort of led the way in a trend I've seen throughout the country of having music touring acts stop in, Chewbacca and the Rhythm Wookiees playing on a Saturday afternoon kind of local bullshit. Right. Having a real legitimate band coming through and playing. Tioga's, locked in on that. And then having the things that we were mad about last week, like trivia night and the bingo night and those kind of things.
I got some hate.
Uh-oh.
For my commentary about pub quizzes and pub bingo. Rye specifically was like, who hurt you? And I'm like, I just fucking hate it. I don't know. I'm really glad that people like it. And if that's what's drawing the crowd in, cool. I recognize that maybe I'm a one-off there, that just because I don't like it doesn't mean that they're not doing the right thing by hosting these deals. Yeah. But that's what I'm reading here is that all these folks are like, okay, we have to connect with the community. And if our community loves drag shows, let's put a drag show on. If our community loves pickleball, let's do that. If our community wants DJ nights, you know, that's, let's do that. And I'm just like, I personally really would just rather go to the brewery, try some new stuff, have a conversation where I'm not yelling with my friends and family and husband.
Have a brewery experience.
Yeah, and it's like so annoying that there's all this other shit going on. I'm just like, shut up. I didn't come here with you guys.
Shut up.
I did not come here with the pub quiz people.
You're gonna, we need this table. I have this table right now. Yeah, but we need it. Pub quiz, guys. Guys, pub quiz. Okay, but
you're registering.
You're over 40, yeah. So you're probably not gonna like this.
Are you guys gonna play? You guys gonna play? We have an older division.
It's Sunday too.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys! It'll be great.
Yeah. So I don't know. And here's the thing: is I'm willing to concede the fact that just because I don't like something doesn't mean that a whole bunch of people, you know, do or whatever I'm trying to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't like something. A bunch of people do like it. I lose, right? Like I am on the losing end of this. I don't want to go, but if 90% of the other people love it and that's how they're making their money, like I want places to stay in business. I want it to be healthy. But where can I go now? Well, so you're like, where's my place?
Here's back.
Like, am I just cordoned off to the neighborhood watering hole where you want to watch them open the beer because the draft lines are dirty and it's just sad.
Oh, you gotta look for those tappings of the firkin keg tappings. That's
who's doing firkins, guys? Let me know when the firkin Friday is.
Have you malleted? Have you done the malleting of a tap?
Of course.
Did you do it? Was it perfect? Was it well done?
Yeah. Nobody got sprayed with beer when
pop. You had your malleting down.
Put the spile in the top.
Yeah, guys, come on.
Don't put your gravity tap in. Just don't raw dog it. You know, freaking give it some room, first of all. Yeah. You got to lube it up by opening up the top.
Wow, you got to like, get it interested there for a little bit before you just
there's foreplay for the
first pop game. It in. You got to be like, hey. Yeah,
how and you don't doing? Be timid either, man. When you get that mallet out and you're like, I am going to put the tap in. Like, do it like you fucking mean it.
Sir, may I put this tap in you? Is it going to be okay?
Don't tap it three times and then all of a sudden everyone gets sprayed.
Yeah, you just, yeah.
One good whack and once, you got to just be in.
Yeah, once you start, like, go full bore. It's the same as when you're driving through mud. Off-roading, don't stop because you're gonna get stuck. You gotta blow through that mud hole. You cannot, don't stop and like, oh goodness, I might get stuck, and then you panic and you stop and then you're fucked. Keep pounding.
One time I allowed somebody else to have control of a firkin opening.
Oh no.
And I never made that mistake again. But this particular individual was like, oh, this guy's a regular. Like, we should have him open it.
Great.
And I was like very clear with the dude. I'm like, hey, this is how you do it. Like, don't fuck around. This is the mallet. Like, let's go outside and practice.
I know how to do it. Hey, I know how to do it. All right.
And then he got scared, boy. We probably lost 2 or 3 pints of beer out of that thing. Because I had to take over. And I was like, give me the fucking thing. Let me ram it in there.
I guarantee that guy that still plays in his head at night when he tries to go to bed.
So.
And he's bothered by it to this day. I guarantee it.
It's not rocket science. I mean, I put the spile in for him and everything, and he still wasn't able to get it together.
That's what she said.
One of just a million ways to let Rad Stacy down.
Wow. God, so many ways.
Who's doing Firkins though? Really? So like, Rye was asking about sour beer.
Well, I see him on Firkins
now.
I see him on Instagram.
Can we rekindle that relationship?
I see him on Instagram still once in a while. It's a very Instagrammy.
Beer, though?
It's an Instagrammy thing to do of like having somebody pound that tap into the Firkins barrel. It's like, oh, we gotta get that.
Birkin in there.
Get in there. We want to see it. We want to see it fuck up. Because it's always when somebody does it right, it's always just a total, just like a, it's just a crestfallen group.
The worst way possible.
Yeah. Everyone just like, and it's just somebody that does it right. It's like pop, pop, pop. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah. And then the cause.
Yay, now we can have Birkin. Yay!
Everyone always is secretly hoping that they fuck it up and beer goes everywhere.
It's like watching a NASCAR race. You're like, there's like one nerd there that's like, oh yeah, I don't know if I might win, and everyone's like, no, I'm just here for the wrecks. So that's what the Firkin opening is, just like there's one dude that's like, oh, I heard this is a great Firkin and it's been aged barely. So I'm like, yeah, we're here for the guy to fuck up the Firkin opening.
We're waiting for the guy.
You think I care about this beer that's in there?
I will say, like, the Firkin run was kind of a short blip in time, but it was always so fun ordering the Firkins, because I would get a hold of the brew team at New Belgium and I would tell them, like, hey, let's do something like weird as shit, right? Like, let's do Fat Tire, we'll put cocoa nibs in there and like bark and, you know, whatever, let's make it really strange. And we would send love notes back and forth with each other. Like, they would wrap a note around the top of the keg and it would be just for me. And I don't know, it was like really fun because we would send each other jokes and shit. Like, just stuff you couldn't get away with now, I'm sure. But
wow, were they Randy jokes?
Like, lovingly filled and fondled by ex brewer and stuff like that. So it was really, really good.
You good, Stacey? Nick?
Yeah, I mean, that was my cultural thing. It went from here's all the breweries that opened versus closed, and then to Firkins somehow. But I like it. I loved the flow of that.
The flow. This the isn't flow. Exactly beer related, although the last episode I listened to, they did reference beer. But we talk about Disneyland a lot on this show, and I stumbled upon a good Disneyland, although I've only listened to one episode, but it was very good. A good Disneyland podcast that has two, because we've referenced the Jungle Boat cruise a lot. It's two former Jungle Boat captains, and they, it's very, they're very in our mindset kind of way, and
just weird.
It's called The Jungle, and there's a lot of The Jungle on, if you are searching for broadcast, so it's a little bit difficult to find, but if you look for The Jungle and Disneyland and a couple of old Jungle Boat captains, and you'll eventually find it. But it's good.
Man,
because
imagine just putting that on your resume, Jungle Boat captain. You don't have to do anything else. I'd be like, you're hired.
I want to tell me all the things, because they will, that because as being former employees, they're very open with they're not under the thumb of Mickey's thumb anymore. And then
they didn't have to sign like a non-compete. Yeah.
Well,
and
I'm sure there's
closed for like their entire life.
Yeah,
anything.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure there's got to be some limitations. But,
no NDAs.
But they have sources that give them sources about all the real shit that's going on underground in Disneyland and stuff. So it's very, you know, they cuss and stuff. So it's not like a children's Disneyland podcast. It's for us.
Well, that's good.
And they even revealed to, I guess, apparently a Indiana Jones ride. One of the, I guess all the cast members of the Indiana Jones rides have their own locker space locker room, and one of the male Indiana Jones workers put a camera in the female Indiana Jones locker room and got fired for that. And that was like something that was not supposed to get out, but they knew that and told about. And so then they referenced that, and then a boat full of captains got fired because apparently there's a tradition of when there's like a popular boat captain that either moves on and not retires, but stops being a boat captain. Their last night, they will take a ride after the Disneyland is closed, and they'll do like a ride of just all captains. And they'll do a boat ride and they get like a little bit more inappropriate with this because it's just them. And then, but somebody filmed it, and like, that's like a huge no-no to film these kind of situations. Disney fired everybody on the boat. Like even people that did nothing but just ride the boat.
I don't even want to be on this boat.
They just fired all the captains that were on the boat. Wow. So
zero tolerance.
So there you go. There's some good info.
Recording with the Indiana Jones. And also don't fuck around on the boat.
Yeah. Don't videotape.
Don't fuck around and get recorded.
If you're going to do stuff off the record, don't record it.
That's good advice for like everybody.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Stop. I know the younger generation wants to record everything. You don't need to record
my generation.
Not you. Yeah. Well,
oh, okay.
You're the young one here.
I'm on the cusp.
Look it out for Bear. El Segundo and Made West did a collab. It's called Wave Pattern. And it just looked like a really cool can with like a wave pattern on the can art. What do you know? And it's a 6.6 ounce, and it's got Strata, Simcoe, Eldorado, Ruaca, and then just two good breweries. And this is just a good can, so I'm looking out for it. Bear Republic. Our friend Drake's.
Wait, they're Drake's, still in business?
Yeah, well, Drake's Brewing has them.
Just laying low enough to where nobody knows.
Drake's.
They had no water.
Drake's has them now. They're part of the Drake's family. But
same question. Drake's is still in business.
Yeah. Hey, whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're one of the few breweries outside of Fresno that acknowledge our existence. So we are friends with Drake's. They have a Racer 7, which is their hazy IPA. They made a 6-pack of Tall Boys for Racer 7. So look it out for
nice.
That 6-pack of Tall Boys.
Racer 7.
So Drake's Brewing, keeping the Bear Republic alive.
Are they still distributed by Valleywide here? Or are they, what are they doing? Do we know?
I don't know that.
Or were the, it was Valleywide, right? That had them?
I don't know.
Shit, I don't even remember now.
Sounds right. Probably.
I don't know. I'm not keeping up on that.
So there's some looking up for us.
Looking up for.
By the way, I'm drinking. I think I did a I Love Gold, but I don't think I talked about the beer. All Dorado IPA from Adventurous Brewing. This is a Bay Cyclone beer, and Adventurous is from Bettendorf, Iowa. And this is a pretty good beer. I'm gonna say good job on this Alvarado.
Alvarado?
I love gold!
I got a care package from Radar today.
Whoa!
I know. So I'm opening up this new Glarus.
That's not fair.
Well, you know, that's life.
Well, I know. Still.
He also sent me fucking cheese curds, guys.
Ah.
Oh my God, they're so good. And smoked string cheese and, yeah. he sent me a whole package of amazingness. So I'll be sending him some stuff too. So I was going to send him some California cheese, but now I'm kind of like self-conscious. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if it's going
to
be as
well,
good.
Well, maybe he wants, maybe he just wants the snicker at it. It's like the same way when we have Mexican food outside of Fresno. We're like,
right. I know.
Like, oh, this ought to be good. So he's like, yeah, let me try your California cheese.
So this is our Spotted Cow Grand Cru. It smells amazing. Like, so thank you so much for that. So cool.
Yay.
And those cheese curds, man, they were fucking squeaky, like so fresh.
Oh yeah, they're the cheese curds, that good stuff, yeah.
Oh yeah, squeaky cheese
curds. Oh yeah, that's good, yeah.
If you know the squeak, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So
encourage the listeners of the show to be on the show. If there's something you want to ask us about, something, a topic you want us to talk about, if there's something going on in your beer neck of the woods that you think Perfect Pour listeners would be into, let us know. 559-492. Sorry about that. There's one of my co-hosts, Mike, has been aware. I hope that's not been happening all episode. 559-492-0542 is the number you can call. That's a 24/7 voicemail line. Or you can email us with your audio or just with a written email, like you're back in the 90s. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And we'll start with the emailed. It's just where I ended up here.
Sorry, I walked away to give Red Doug a sip of the beer because it was so good.
It was so good. You gotta try this out.
Try this, babe.
Whoops, nope.
Whoopsie.
Yo, what's up, Perfect Pour? True you be here. Mikey, Nick, Red, Stacy, how you hoping you doing? So check it out. Weather is clear. The skies are clean.
Yeah.
The grass is green. What does that mean? Spring.
Hell yeah.
Is right around the corner, homies. Like a week away. So I'm out here watering my plants, trimming my roses, getting my bushes ready, cleaning up my furniture because it's beer garden time.
Yeah.
Homie. So what process do you start, or when do you start prepping your beer garden? As for me, starting now, homie. Clear skies
all year.
Beautiful days. It's actually nice to have a beer outside now in the sun. The air is a little fresh, but the sun is nice and warm. So I got my pruning shears out, my little shovel. I've been cleaning my little pots and plants, getting all these weeds that have been growing out from all the rain. And just prepping, homie, making my side yard look as comfortable and inviting as possible. You know, maybe get a little kegerator out here. We'll see what happens. But yeah, that's my little process. Little
maybe get a birkin keg.
And to remind you, the spring is around the corner.
Birkin keg.
Yeah, get a birkin keg, dude.
Starts the blooming. All right, homies, just chew your beer. Oh, and you guys talked about a beer, island beer, homie. A beer that island beer, right? You know? So me, Made West Pale Ale. Yeah.
Oh, I just had
Made West Pale Ale. Kind of drinking like an IPA and maybe even just a light ale, homie. So a pale ale is perfect and it's best from Made West. All right, homies. If I think of something cooler, I'll give you a call. This is True Your Beer prune your shears, prune your shrubs and your plants, and water a little, and get them ready.
He's already, he's already three shears to the wind.
I have to watch him. Peace out.
Three shears to the wind.
Chew your beer. He's already, he's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He's like watering down his patio. He's already toast. Fucked up. He's like, fuck. Hey, babe. Hey, babe. I'm fucked up out here at Sprig. I love it. It's like the winter, the freaking winter. Our northern hemisphere, listeners, no, we're like, you know, spring, bro. We're in it now.
Spring.
I clean, to answer Chu's question, I cleaned my patio out last weekend, so I'm ready. I'm ready. It's fully open for business. Patio is open for business now, even though it's going to rain this weekend.
Hey, but it's ready for the next weekend, for the evening.
It's like washing your car and then it rains.
Yeah, then it rains. Yeah. Or if you're like me and lazy, like, oh, it's going to rain. Put the car out so the rain wash the car off. Next, like, oh my God, it's going to get spots. You're going to get spots.
Out there with your Dawn power wash, cleansing the car.
Yeah. I'll just, put a little Dawn on it, spray a little Dawn on it, and be good.
That's so bad for the
velocity of your car. The car loves it.
The car loves it.
I'm not going to do that to my car.
Well,
hey, perfect.
Come see, come saw.
BA Cyclone checking in from windy and cool Iowa, kind of back to normal.
Oh, doesn't sound like sprint there.
Weather here spring. The last week or so, which is kind of sad. We were unseasonably warm for the first few weeks of March, but now we're back to reality. And hey, it's March anyway. March Madness.
Yeah.
How about those Cyclones, number 2 seed in the
tournament. Mountain West.
Hopefully by the time we listen to this episode, they'll have won the first round playing against South Dakota State in beautiful Midwestern Omaha on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Hopefully getting around 2 rounds to get the Cyclones to the Sweet 16 should be no big deal. With number 2 seed, cheering on the Cyclones in March Madness. So good luck. Wish me luck. Want to talk a quick about, you talked a couple episodes about roasting coffee beans. Mikey, you kind of know the boxes I send you are from the boxes I get sent to me from Kansas City.
Yeah, they're always
we get whole beans sent to us from a roaster in Kansas City. It's actually a company started by a Cyclone fan. They air roast the coffee beans. If you get a normal tumble roaster, sometimes some of the beans get over roasted, and that's where you get some bitterness.
Oh.
And so this process, they Starbucks. Believe, makes them more even, more mild, and less bitter. And we definitely love those beans. So we basically get them direct shipped monthly to our house, and it's about the same or if not cheaper than the Starbucks beans. And so we just as well do it.
Yummy.
Better quality, same price. How can you go wrong? So, and French press. Only way to go.
All day.
Update or on pour over. Some local beer. We've had a couple breweries. Two of my favorite breweries dropped some barrel-aged stouts this past couple weeks. First one was from Lua. I got 3 bottles of that from the kind of you go on to online to their store, and if you're not there in the first 3 minutes, you don't get any. And so I was able to snag 3 bottles from Lua in Des Moines. Went down to pick those up. You have to pick them up in person, of course, and go to pick them up and looking at the to-go list and what's this? There's a new IPA on there. I don't know what this is. And oh, it's a triple. Hello.
Oh, shit.
taste of it. Oh, it's awesome. So I'll definitely try and get a can of that to you, Mikey. Beautiful haze triple. And then this past week, I got another drop from Dimensional in Dubuque. Another barrel aged stout, and
Dubuque.
Before I went to pick it up just today, they released also another triple haze bomb.
Triple so I'm looking haze forward bomb. To
going over there and getting my bottle of IPA stout and a 4-pack
100 calories IPA. Per
so I'll try to get you a couple cans
of those. Days of calories in one can
drop here pretty soon, so looking out for
protein
those.
Show me and, the protein
anyway, stay safe, check those dates. Look for the fresh triples. And bye.
Bye. Paul? Come on, man. I haven't heard from Paul. We haven't heard from Paul in a little bit. I need to hear Paul. Yeah, just even go do a BevMo parking lot report. Haven't heard it in a while. You go there, the old Cost Plus BevMo parking lot there in Quarter Madera, and let me know what the hell is the scene right there. I know the Tower Records isn't there anymore, but...
Hello?
Shh, everyone quiet down.
Is there anybody
else? Felt like I was in a vacuum.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Now that song's gonna be sick. Is there anybody out there?
It's not if you can hear me. Is there anybody gone? I need some information. Wow. Pink Floyd or I can't think of a band that's equal to Pink Floyd in an or game.
Dang.
Nick, come up with something. Pink Floyd or what? Or bad?
Pink Floyd or... I can't come up with anything
See?
Either.
See?
Are we going British or American?
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, Pink, I guess that's some respect to Pink Floyd is like, I can't even think of a band that's like on the same wavelength as Pink Floyd is. Pink Floyd is like in their own.
Pink Floyd or the Doors.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to see Led Zeppelin. I mean,
I'm going to see a third one, Led Zeppelin. Yeah, well, Led Zeppelin's not the same as Pink Floyd, though.
I didn't say they're the same.
No, why no? But it's just. No, I would say Pink Floyd over. I think the Doors are the most overrated band of all time. Overrated.
I'm kind of with you on that, actually. Overrated. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Just because Jim Morrison died, and then they're like, oh, the Doors, and they have like two. They have two albums, right? Like, do they have more than that? Like, you can't. I mean,
say the same thing about Nirvana.
No, ooh, and now they have more than two, but still, yeah, you might be right. But Nirvana changed everything. Like Doors,
Janis Joplin.
The Doors didn't change anything.
Another Forever 27.
Yeah,
Jimi
Hendrix.
Jimmy, yeah, Jimmy's huge. Jimmy's
the 27 Club. No, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Well, that was weird. Been cut.
That's right. I feel like that's what everyone's gonna say after listening to this episode. Well, that was weird.
Well, that's weird. I need to go take a shower now.
Awkward.
The Nick 80 on Untap.
Oh, is he?
He's always there. He's just ever. You're just like, geez, does he ever get off Untap? Is he just there all day long? Does his boss know that he's like on Untapped all day?
I send out random stock tips and Untapped DMs.
So oh, nice. Just like completely
insider trading.
Unbeer related DMs that Nick's like, hey man, you got an NVIDIA? You get in NVIDIA? You gotta get more NVIDIA, bro. It's gonna keep blowing.
NVIDIA, man. Everybody else is going down except for the NVID.
NVID, dude. You gotta get more NVID. It's gonna keep going up. More chips. We're gonna be making more chips. You're gonna wanna get in on that. That's
cash
all.
And checks,
that's all.
Man. Cash and checks.
Nick's DMs all day long on tap.
Just read shit posting from Reddit. Mm-hmm. That's all that's happening. I had a really okay. Wait a minute. Back up. St. Patrick's Day, Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
That's we have a Bing Cod drinking a major event in the Bing Cod drinking genre. So
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Well, what did you
have? One of us had fun?
Wait, no, I'm waiting for you. You must have had fun.
Oh.
You Italians know how to party up on the Irish holidays.
Put the shamrock in my pasta. The four leaf of clover is really four leaves of basil. That's what we're saying.
Oh my gosh. All of your accents are the worst.
Oh no, look at me. I'm an Irish today, yeah? That's okay.
Ooh, I just got a brewery pioneer badge.
Nick's not offended. I can do it.
No, I'm as Italian as the Olive Garden. I'm not trying to fool nobody.
I'm microwave Italian.
That's right.
What? You just called Nick a microwave Italian? Come on, Nick.
Olive Garden. Hey, you say Olive Garden, that's it. I ate at the Spaghetti Factory last night, so that's also
They got spumoni. Well, Nick, what's more Italian, Spaghetti Factory or Olive Garden?
Oh, the Spaghetti Factory for sure.
McDonald's
is the Mick Italian.
Look at me. I have a Mick Mac.
That Spaghetti Factory is more Italian?
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
They got spumoni.
Yeah, you got the spumoni at the end. And if you tell them you don't want spumoni, they look down at you.
Just take it in the training manual. Just take the spumoni. Don't be like, you know what?
Don't be weird.
No, just eat it. All right. If you don't like spumoni, don't go to Spaghetti Factory.
That's right.
Shame you.
Yeah.
If you don't like iceberg lettuce with little shreds of carrot in it, don't go to Spaghetti Factory.
Purple cabbage
and shredded carrot. Nothing says salad Italian.
Smooth moves the next day, guys.
It's like I'm back in Rome.
This iceberg lettuce.
Oh, look at me.
Iceberg lettuce.
Look at me. I'm in the Sicily, huh?
Hey, wait, do they? They don't serve pizza at Spaghetti Factory, do they?
What?
They don't, right? No, they don't.
None of us know or no.
I don't know. Actually, I don't think they do. There might be a kids. I feel like there could be a kids pizza. There could be a kids pizza
at Olive Garden.
But like, garlic bread is as close as they get.
But Nick, correct me if I'm wrong. Being an Italian historian, they don't even give a shit about pizza in Italia, right? They're like, well, it's a fucking American thing.
In Italia.
That's what we call it.
No, they do. It just doesn't look anything like what we have here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bread and tomatoes and mozzarella.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I've been to Italy. You've been to Italy? Yes.
I had an Italian step grandmother, so I'm basically Italian. So I can, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I had pizza in Italy, and it was absolutely amazing. But you're correct that it doesn't look anything like what American pizza looks like. It's, you know, it's basically like cracker bread, very very thin, always like fire baked or whatever, and it's minimal toppings, like, and they're not putting a whole bunch of bullshit on it, like you're not loading it up, you're not getting deep dish anything. It's a
no meat lovers special.
Meat on it. There ain't enough meat on this,
but it fucking blew my mind. I was just like, this is so good. And I think that that's probably why I'm perpetually just disappointed when I go to South Australia.
Yeah, when you've got the real pizza.
Yeah,
I'm so pissed off.
Can I just come back there and tell you, just leave it in a little longer. Stop prematurely pulling it out.
That's what she said.
I am so done.
They're pulling
out with your premature pizza pullout.
Yeah, and just go slower. Don't stop. Just like, don't stop just jamming it in there.
The other people behind me who ordered their pizza after me can wait until I'm satisfied. That is true.
You all can wait till I'm satisfied.
You can wait. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, a little tap on the head.
That became strangely sexual, but really good pizza can be that way. So
this is true.
This is true. Not wrong.
not wrong.
So yeah, Nick, or
everyone who's made it to this point in the show agrees with me 100%. Yeah.
Well, that's a good.
They were waiting for the pizza debate.
This is a good part about the second half of the show. This is the real listeners now.
Yeah, the real listeners are in it.
Yeah, we're good. They're in it. They're like, yeah, tangent it up. Go for those tangents. I'm here for it. We're still the Nick 80s beers.
Sorry. Yeah. I hijacked that whole thing.
Yeah. No, you didn't. Pizza. So each region of Italy is known for different specialty dishes. Pizza is originally from Naples, which is also the origin of my last name.
What? Napoli?
Napoli.
Napolitana Popolips pizza?
Yeah.
I like it.
So that's, whoa. Yeah. Pizza is in my blood.
Mine's blown. Yeah, so you like know the good shit. You don't want your fucking flaccid ass pizza.
No.
And it's all soggy and wiggling around, freaking losing its toppings.
I've actually started ordering my own semolina flour from Italy so I can make my own pizza dough.
Yes, I love. So I make my own pasta, and semolina is just the fucking best. If you're making pasta with like all-purpose bleached flour, get the fuck out of here. If you're not semolina, you're not my friend.
You might as well be using saltines for your
yeah, pasta. Like just buy the shit off the shelf if you're gonna do that.
Mikey, do not take saltines this weekend and make mini pizzas out of them.
I'm doing
saltina
it.
Pizza.
Can I do it with the Ritz?
It's the same.
Can I do it with the Ritz of cracker? I put the Ritz of cracker. Look at the Ritz.
I'm gonna put in a little pepperoni on the Ritz. All right, that was really bad.
I love gold.
Okay, you brought Russia's president into this.
Putin pepperoni on the Ritz. Okay.
I'm going to. This is any Italian listeners, you can blame Nick for not keeping us in line. This is all Nick's fault.
Because I know an Italian guy.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like how Howard Stern can be racist on his show because he's got robbing. Quivers there. So it's like, he can be racist. He's got Robins sitting there. So now we can
okay. One of my best podcast friends is Italian.
Yeah.
That's fine. Fresno.
Right. Yeah. That's fine. He said it's fine.
Fresno, as they say.
He's Fresno.
Fresno.
Fresno. What else did you have? What else do you have, Nick? Come on.
I don't know if I even said it.
Wrap it up.
I don't even know. Wrap it up, Nick. I haven't actually said any beers. Wrap it up.
Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up.
Plug the famous reference.
So I went, I had a day on Sunday. It was a very nice day. I took a car ride in the Volkswagen. Got back to town about 1 o'clock and met my wife in the river park.
You met? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey, let's go get some food and go to the barrel house.
You said no.
That sounds amazing. No, I will not fall for this.
No, you said no. Can we just go to, you're like, can we just go to Target and go home?
Yeah. I mean, come on. I gotta get home. And so I asked them what their specials were, and they said, oh, we got green beer. And I said, okay, what's the green beer? And they said, oh, it's a lager.
Yeah.
And I said, no, thanks. What else you got? And they said, we can do a black and tan with their barrel-aged stout over their golden stout. And I said, I've never heard of such a thing.
That's wild, man.
That's wild.
Did you say?
Tan?
Yeah.
Why is that not a thing? Who the hell's sleeping on that boat? Man, green and tans for St.
Nobody's Patrick's ever Day. Run with any of my great ideas, which is why they all keep failing.
So. They could. You're handing out $1 million ideas.
I know. I'm handing out such good ideas, and they just keep fucking going. Like, oh no, I'm going to come up with my own shit. No. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, you could have just made $1 million right now. Yeah. You're welcome. Green and tans. So yeah, black and tan, double stout.
Did you do it?
No, because I had to drive a car home.
Man, stupid cars.
Stupid cars.
You obviously did not think this whole thing through.
No, this was spur of the moment. This was not planned. So I was like, okay, what's the greenest thing I could get without being green beer? So I had a hazy beer. I had the Really Nelson Hazy IPA from Barrel House.
Man, yeah.
Was it good?
It was actually good because it was super fresh. So it was still that side of bitterness that you don't see in hazy beers. Mm-hmm. Like, I guarantee by now it's soft and pillowy as fuck. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nice should have had it last week, guys.
Yep, should have had it last week. Sorry.
It was extra firm, not pillowy.
Please firm up my mattress.
Firm up my IPA, please.
Firm it up.
Hi, this is room 128. Could I get someone to firm up my mattresses and IPAs up here?
I need some turn down service.
Yeah.
You mean turned up?
No.
Turned up during the turn down.
Turned up
service. If you've ever stayed at a hotel where there's turned down service, it always freaks me out because you never see the person.
What?
Yeah, like I've stayed at a few places where they, you know, they leave mints on the pillow and shit. I never see them. I look under the bed because I'm like, are they here? Like, they're waiting for me to leave so they can turn the sheets down. Anyway, like, I'm kind of bougie. I stay in places where they turn my sheets down for me.
Yet you won't eat at the Outback.
That's right. But yet, the Bloomin' Onion is... I can't do it.
I don't understand.
Does that make it myself?
So my real St. Patrick's Day beer was a Guinness Extra Stout in the glass bottle.
Nice.
Did it have a widget? Did it have a widget?
Right. Yeah. We're on the same wavelength. We're on the
same beer.
No, extra stout is carbonated. It's not nitrogen.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's what.
Did you do this with it? You pour it hard. You flung it into the glass.
You're
order.
Missing the point.
Yeah.
Extra stout is carbonated, not nitrogen.
No. Make everything nitro.
I mean, you could surge pour it, and then it'll go all over the
surge
place
pour.
Like this friggin' pilsner that I just opened a little while ago.
Yeah. You gotta stop surge pouring, everyone. Everyone, let's stop surge pouring. Let's just relax. It's gonna be a wild year. It's an election year. There's enough tension going on. Let's just stop surge pouring, everyone. Just relax.
Just
do a relax. Do relax
but not
pouring.
Not surgefully.
Yeah, don't surge your pores.
We even made an Irish. We made a beef stew, and we made it Irish by cooking it with some of the Guinness Irish stout.
Nice.
That's what makes it Irish.
Yeah,
that's what made it Irish.
It's
yeah,
the beef is drunk.
It's what they do. It's what we do up there.
I'm smudging my stew. No, we cooked, simmered our beef in the Irish stout.
Simmer it.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like something Chew should have been doing, like simmering, smoking something with the Guinness somehow. I don't know how that would work, but you
soak the pellets in Guinness.
Oh, ooh, there you go, Nick. Yeah, have you tried that, Chew? Huh?
Yeah.
Try that? Any other beers, Nick?
That's my Bing Cups. Right.
Rad _ Stacy with an E.
I just checked into a beer, like literally right now.
Because I checked your Untappd out earlier today, and it was like
a month. Dick. Yeah, if it's you check been it right month. Now, you'll see something.
Oh, man. Active. Very active.
Very active.
Except if you're in a park, DM her on Untappd. Let her know.
What?
Ask her if she likes parks as well. And you'll get
oh my god,
whole
how
thing.
Did I not get to this beer?
What? So I hung out with Wazoo.
And
he gave me a Red Bus Planet Caravan.
Wow.
And it was very good. I mean, it was good.
You had a Volkswagen beer?
It was very good hanging out with Wazoo. I don't know that this beer necessarily was like the best, but I love the
Volkswagens and aliens. And also, okay, here we go. So Planet Caravan. Black Sabbath or Pink Floyd?
Ooh, Black Sabbath.
How long is it? How long is the journey?
That's a good question.
Because Black Sabbath's going to wear thin after about a half hour. You're like, all right, I'm kind of done with Black Sabbath, guys.
Wow.
We're just going to go to, you know, the edge of Clovis, but not all the way.
Oh, okay, then Black Sabbath.
Yeah, Black Sabbath all the way. It's going to go to the flow, but not the vis.
Yeah. Pink Floyd's for a longer trip. Black Sabbath, short trip. Yeah, Black Sabbath.
Yeah. So I also had an obligatory stout on St. Patrick's Day, which was a Old Rasputin.
Mm, nice.
I did not do any Guinness. I also harvested some peas from my garden, and I made shepherd's pie, and it was true shepherd's pie because I made it with lamb.
Oh,
yeah. And I did a little slow cookerizer there. Yeah, it was super good. With beautiful peaks of potato on top that got nice and crispy and brown because I'm an epic potato maker.
Wow.
Yeah, it was super good. It did not last long. Everyone dove in and it was gone. So I usually do corned beef, but I did not corn my beef in time.
Corn,
yeah, you gotta
corn your beef, everybody.
You gotta corn your beef, and early on, you gotta corn it.
Yeah, it takes 10 days. So
yeah,
so you gotta
it's like fermenting your beer. You can't just like have a beer like the next day. You can't like,
you can't just start.
Yeah, like, well, I put this in the fermenter yesterday. I guess we could start having. No, you can't.
Yeah, we're just drinking wort.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of alcohol in there.
It's a lager. You gotta wait 30 days.
No, you gotta wait 30 days, man. Like smoking it.
Yeah. And so, so thanks to, I do plan on actually getting to a bunch of beer this weekend. Cause again, I plan on just hanging out in my underwear and listening to the rain and drinking.
Yeah.
This weekend.
That's called.
Cause last weekend.
Earned the right.
We went to the coast and picked up wine clubs. And then that's why I didn't wine really clubs. Do much.
Like a club, like a club. Like a club that you club wine, you just go around clubbing wine.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not appropriate to club.
I club people and then I take their wine.
Yeah, like, it's my wine club.
It's mine,
Babe. I'm gonna take my wine club out.
Pickup, right? I don't want your white wine bullshit.
I'm gonna take my wine club out tonight.
There were lots of classic cars out in Cambria and Paso Robles area on Sunday. It was pretty fun actually watching folks go around. It was beautiful weather over there.
It is classic car weather, yes.
Yeah, it was a lot. We stayed on Moonstone Beach there in Cambria at one of my favorite places, which is the Whitewater Inn. Again, bougie. It is bougie. But
turn down service.
I called them and I said, hey, like, I'm on this podcast. Can you give me a discount? And they were no. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll book anyway.
Fuck off.
You didn't use Mikey Top 410.
I didn't. Mikey Top 410.
Yeah, watch out. There's a hotel in Morro Bay that doesn't like me, so just be careful. I just want to say
I don't stay in Morro Bay.
Okay. Well, I was just letting you know.
I was like,
well, because like I booked a room in Morro Bay, and then I canceled the morning of instead of under the 24-hour rule, but it wasn't like a chain or anything. This was like somebody that owns the hotel, and I called them like, hey man, we're not going to make it. Can we are we cool? Can I just cancel? And she's like, no, I'm charging you. I'm like, oh, you are, huh? I'm like, oh, well, then I think maybe I'm going to make it then. So it kind of pissed me off. So I'm like, oh, well, then, you know what? I changed my mind. We're going to be there. And she's like, okay. And then that, like, I never showed. And then, like, at 6 o'clock, she calls. She's like, hey, are you guys going to be here? I'm like, nah, I'm not coming, bro. And then she's like, well, I'm charging you. I'm like, okay, go ahead. And it was a card that was at its limit, so it wasn't. And then it didn't work. So she called me back. She's like, hey, you fucking gave me a bullshit card. I'm like, well, oh, no. So like, I was like, oh, no, it didn't work, huh? That's weird. And I was like, dude, I tried to tell you this morning you could have done it. But I'm like, well, so there you go. There's somebody more. That doesn't like me.
Really. So, listeners, weigh in. Who is the dick here?
Yeah, who's the dick? Is it me?
Am I the asshole?
Who's the asshole here? Who's the asshole?
I kind of feel like that's... I mean, she's trying to run a business, man.
Yeah, but like, I was letting... If she's going to get that room booked that day, then she should have been like, it's cool. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to charge. Yeah, like somebody's going to show up today and book it. I'm like, all right, cool. But she didn't do that. She's like, no, I'm charging you. I'm like, all right. Well, I could have.
And
not
she was called. Probably going to book it also.
Yeah,
she
exactly.
She was going to charge you and book.
That's
it.
What. Well, that's that what was my. Saying. That was my point. Is like she's gonna book the room and she's gonna make money off of me too. She's gonna like double.
I just love that you let her call you. I'm gonna make it.
No, like, bro, I was like, hey, how's it going?
You gave me a bullshit card.
I was like, yeah, sure did. Well, actually, it wasn't a bullshit card. It just didn't have any room on it.
It would have been funny if she kept like lowering the amount that she tried to charge to it.
Well, that's what I would have done if I was her. I was like, well, let's how much can I get off of this guy? All right,
it didn't go through for 400. How about 300? How about 200? What about 50?
That, my credit card companies, there's some of them calling like, yeah, I'm doing a thing right now. Just don't call me MasterCard. Just leave me. I'm in a thing. It's all right. It's like somebody's trying to keep calling, charging your card. Like, and that's
don't
fine.
Worry about it.
I know what's going on.
Let it go through for $15.
Like, that's all right. You can do it. All right. Oh, so now all the hotel owners hate me.
Text me later what the name of that hotel is. You don't have to say it on air here, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever.
Again, at Morro Bay, I got a thing against Morro Bay. I don't really know why. Like, a lot of people love Morro Bay, but to me, it smells fucking weird there, and I can't handle it.
Okay.
It smells weird. Like, it smells like old
I like
fish and freaking mermaid vagina, and just everything I don't like about the ocean is what Morro Bay reminds me of. No offense.
It's been a couple years now, so they, like I said, they don't let me.
How do you know mermaids have vaginas?
Yeah,
I'm just assuming that if they do that, if they don't keep it fresh, I don't know, that it would smell like Morro Bay.
Under the sea.
Da, 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 da. Like, don't stay in the bay, mermaid ladies. Like, go out in the ocean, clean that shit out. Don't stay in the bay. It's stagnant.
Yeah, use some...
You don't want your mermaid vagina in stagnant water.
Use some alcohol or something. Like, you know, I don't know.
Take some of these hazy IPAs and cleanse with it.
Wait. I might have to delete that whole hotel sequence there. Oh, I don't know. And I feel bad about it. Rad Stacy, were you dumb or was I talking about my beers? I don't know. Rad Stacy.
Yeah, you're talking about yours now. I'm done.
Okay. Gosh. Boring. My St. Patrick's Day, I went to Sequoia. Not Tioga, but the Sequoia. I went to Northeast Sequoia. Very unlike me. Very un-me.
That is wild.
Were you lost?
I was in the Fort Washington area of Fresno.
Trying to see if your membership went through over at
I was trying to see if my card would go through over there, and it went through. Fully charged it.
Some hotel maxed out your card.
I thought I had plenty of room, but some Morro Bay hotel mysteriously maxed my card out, and I was like, what the fuck? Charged me for a room I never used. And I had a green beer at Sequoia, and apparently it was their Mexican lager that they greened. Cause it was the first thing I asked the waitress. I was like, okay. Cause it on the menu, it just says green beer. That's it. Zero other notes about it. It's just green beer.
It's green and it's St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. So drink it.
Yes. Yeah, so drink it. So I asked the waitress and I'm like thinking the waitress was probably not going to know anything about the beer. So I was like, could you tell me, is that a lager? What do you know what beer is the green beer? And she did know it was their Mexican lager. That they're okay. Green beer. And I was like, oh God, like this, I can't, like, this is the last beer I would want to have right now. But I was like, okay, it's St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's going to get really pissed if I don't drink a green beer today. So I better do it. I'm a Catholic. I got to do it. I was like, I did the sign of the cross.
That's what the Pope wants.
I was like, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, please bless this green beer as I drink it and let it bring all the joy and happiness to all involved. Father, yeah, thank you. And then that was fine. I had my green beer and later on I had an Irish stout from Left Hand Brewing Company. Oof, that I got at the market, and that was nice. Having it was their dry Irish stout on nitro. It was their nitro can, so I had to do one of the hard pours. The surge pour. Yeah.
The rush pour.
Rush pour.
Yeah, I mean, same.
And a six pack of the Firestone
accelerated pour.
Aggressive pour. The XBA from Firestone had a six pack of that because the market still has some of that. A Pure West from Pure Project. The Huckster double IPA from Topa Topa because it's a tall boy. And then I had an accidental lager from Tall Boy because I thought I was getting the pail and I just wasn't paying attention and I ended up getting a lager. And I didn't know until I started drinking it. Like I was paying that little of attention of when I bought it and when I poured the beer. That's how little I was not. It wasn't until I started drinking. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, at least your palate didn't deceive you. You're like,
my palate was like, what the fuck? I was like, this tastes like a lager. What the hell's wrong with this? My first thought was like, oh, this is old. I was like, wait, did I not check the dates? And then I realized like, oh shit, I bought a lager. Like, man. What a terrible mistake. I mean, yeah. Lager, huh? Yeah. So watch out, everyone. You're not paying attention, you might end up buying a lager and you don't want that.
Use your eyes, everybody. Yeah. Otherwise, your palate will be mad at you.
Yeah. Yes. Dorktown on Untap. Rad_Stacy with an E and the Nick 80. You can see they're once a week check-ins.
My sympathy check-in.
Yeah, I feel bad. Untap's not making enough money. I better check in. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Well,
I thought I had the cheers, but it turns out I do not have a cheers.
I'll bet you do. You just wait. It'll come to you.
Yeah,
it'll come to you. You can cheers yourself. You won't go blind. It's okay.
Yeah.
What? Wait. That's something else.
But your poem.
Cheers to give us the date on your Volkswagen event in Madera, California. That
would be April 28th, 2024.
April 28th at Madera County Fairgrounds, right next to the In-N-Out. Right by the In-N-Out, yes. Donnie.
Right, California's newest In-N-Out.
Yep. One of the freshest nice. In-N-Outs in the In-N-Out chain, the Madera In-N-Out, right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Sugar Pine.
Yeah. They have beer in there.
Yeah. Rest in pieces.
Yes, we will be doing a car show once again. It's the 29th time we've done it.
Is it all Volkswagen, or is there? Are you allowed to be there if you're not a non-Volkswagen vehicle?
Only if you put like a Volkswagen sticker on my car.
Mm-hmm. Porsche, no.
Oh, Porsche.
No. Stickers do not count.
You got to be Porsche.
Must have been designed by Sir Ferdinand Porsche.
Porsche or Volkswagen? Huh?
No,
is
Mazda.
That more game?
Porsche.
No, Mazda.
Only if Mazda's towing the Volkswagen.
I mean, I could make that happen.
Yeah, that's totally allowed.
I'll just go over to Vajdi's and find me a Volkswagen.
Let me. Wow.
Hey, can I borrow this?
Hey, I'll be right back.
Nick, let me ask you this Volkswagen question. How long will it take before I can bring a Jetta to a Volkswagen event and it will be vintage? Volkswagen Jetta that is vintage that Volkswagen people will be like, oh shit, that's cool. That's a cool Jetta.
Yeah. Well, the time is now.
Oh.
Okay.
So anything, any Jetta that is, well, okay. Yeah. Any Jetta, yes, bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Any Jetta that is vintage is considered one that is paid off. the loan is paid off in full.
That's not a lease.
That is considered a vintage Jetta.
Are we saying that like nobody pays in full when they leave with a Volkswagen? Hey,
we had a paid for Jetta. Yes. We used
so
to
have any, yeah, for anything after the 60 to 72 months. Is considered okay. Vintage and allowed.
You're like, wait, what? You still have your Jetta? You after the lease is over? I'm like, yeah. Think of it.
I remember a good friend of mine had a rabbit, and it was a 80s version rabbit. And she like had a CD player installed in it, and it was one of those things where like we had to go really slow because it was going to skip. It was like Gen 1.
Oh yeah,
a CD player.
Oh yeah, those
from, like 1997.
Don't go over any bumps.
Oh, this was original. Okay.
Yeah, and I always felt like that shit was a death trap, man. Like it was very rattly inside and very rigid. Like I always felt.
You've clearly never ridden in a bus, but yes.
Right. I don't know. She was very cautious, but still.
Are there rabbit enthusiasts there? Is there like a section for rabbits?
Oh, no, there's some guys who are like more hardcore than the air cooled guys.
What?
Rabbit owners are very hardcore.
Yes.
Very.
Have the bearded one take you for a ride in the single cab one day and you will rethink life.
Just like, have you ever met somebody who owns a Suzuki Samurai?
Yes, I have.
Fucking hardcore too. Like if you have not met a Suzuki Samurai owner, those people are wild.
Those things will go over anything though.
They will. And the people who drive them also will go over anything.
Yeah, they will show you how they can go over anything.
And they will talk your ear off about their Suzuki Samurai.
This can go over anything.
Look, that's
go over anything.
Yeah.
Throw anything out in the road. I'll go over it. Do it.
So Doug and I, we have our semi-secret spot. Obviously, it's not super secret because other people... go there.
It's not Sky Harbor Road.
Yosemite area. And we crested the hill to our like secret little like camp spot. And he was like, oh my God, there's some fucking fucker here and a Suzuki Samurai.
I'd be like, hey babe, I gotta go talk to this guy. This guy looks really cool. Wait here for me. I gotta go talk to this guy. Check this out. Holy shit! There's a guy in the suit, samurai up here, but we gotta go talk to him.
Oh my god! No, Doug Walsh. Every time he's like, "Oh, Suzuki Samurai, hard talk." Yeah. Fucking like, whoa! And he's like, "Oh, that's a Tacoma." And I was just like, "These guys are gonna start bumping bellies and like doing the whole
thing." These guys are gonna start stroking each other off, and I'm gonna stand here.
Reach around Sunday. For a walk. Let me know when you guys are done talking about your Tacoma Suzuki Samurai like porno that you're about to make.
Oh, yeah, one time it was raining pretty hard, and I just drove right through it. Oh, me too. Fuck yeah.
Exactly. That was so good. Anyway, that was a good tangent right there.
Cheers to all the Suzuki Samurai owners, all the Volkswagen owners out there. Cheers to all the Tacoma pre-runner people out there.
TRD,
I mean, if you're rich, you can have a TRD package, but
yeah, we've got
some of us aren't rich. Some of us aren't rich and don't have
got to just have a Ford Ranger like the commoners. Yeah,
2002, yeah. But you know what? It's paid for. Just paid it off.
It's paid for, bro. Is that one of your license plate frame? You know what? It's paid for. All right, shut the fuck up.
It's the best. It's paid for. Laugh if you want, but it's paid for. That's the shirt that I wear when I'm with Doug. I'm like, laugh, but he's paid for.
He's paid for. He's broken in. You can laugh all you want, but he's pretty well broken in.
That's right.
I've done some mods
over here.
Yeah,
some mods.
I got some nice mods on this guy. You know, you can't see him, but I did some nice mods on him.
Lifted.
He's lifted.
Wow. Lots of clearance.
Yeah. He's got a butt lift? Should I get a butt lift?
BBL.
Should I get that? Cheers to Scotty B. It's Scotty B's birthday today, Friday.
Right.
Scotty B is having a good birthday, Chief. I'm in Incinerati having a beer. Waiting for the opening of the new Clovis Brewery guys from Senga. They're gonna open up place out there.
One of my coworkers said that they did the beer crawl in Clovis on St. Patrick's Day, and he said that it was really, really lame.
Ooh. What?
I know, and I was like, well, I didn't go, so I have no opinion, but
participated. When you're in Clovis, there's a bar, you can't get that much higher than, there's a governor on how great you can do in Clovis.
It's true. And that's what I told you. Well,
yeah.
Your first mistake was beer crawl in Clovis. But
yeah.
He lives there. He's fully vested. He's like, oh,
yeah, he's got what else is he going to do?
Get it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll say a cheers to, again, I think I already said it a little bit, but Radar, thank you so, so much for the care package. I'll be sending you a care package soon. Ooh. And cheers to Wazoo for the beers. I do have some things for you guys from his package. He said I didn't have to share, but I said my good conscience can't keep me from sharing with my podcast mates here. So I've got some.
All right.
It's basically this is stuff I didn't want.
I got some stuff that I'd really like to have, but I'll let you guys have it.
Yeah, I'll let you guys have the hazies, you know. That's cool.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, so nice. I know.
Susie's so nice. Everyone's like,
I could have given them to anybody, but yeah, I'm going to give them to you guys.
Oh, that's so nice. See,
I know.
Guys, Red Stacy, she's nice off camera. She's very nice.
Yep.
Cheers to Bells from Dorktown Podcast. It's also his birthday this week.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Monday. Cheers to Bells. The Bells from the Dorktown days. And cheers to our Golden Gods of the podcast, they give us the money so we don't have to pay the bills out of our own pockets. So that's very appreciated. Thank you. And if you're like, well, why should I? Like, I want to just give you guys money. What else do I get? Well, you get to hear the whole show. You get to hear the tailgate. So that's something. I don't know many podcasts that let you listen in on their normally unairable audio. Like, you get to hear that. They were like, this is not fit for to be broadcast. No, you get to hear that shit. You get to hear me yelling at my cats. You get to hear us getting up from our chairs. It's all kinds of crazy zingy stuff. Oh, yeah. Thing. All the good stuff. All the real stuff.
This and is also the, actually inspired by this show. I have what I call a huddle in the morning at work all my crew. We use like a, you know, Zoom call.
Your own
huddle. And I have a 5-minute tailgate.
Nice.
Where we don't talk about work.
Oh, wow. You just kind of
tailgate.
You do a little bonding.
Like, we only talk about like bonding.
Yeah, a little bonding sesh.
What you're gonna do this weekend?
What Netflix show? What's your Netflix reco, Rad Stacy? What are you watching?
I'm watching The Empress because I love costume dramas. So if you guys know anything about me at all, if you didn't know this, I will watch anything that has to do with the Tudors, with like any. The Empress is actually an Austrian princess. And stuff like I love that shit.
Historical dramas
and costume dramas.
Watch The Empress if you want to watch.
If they're wearing hooped dresses and talking with an accent, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, Nick, what's your Netflix recommendation right now? I know I'm springing it on. I can't think of one myself right now.
True crime.
True guy, right?
I'm sure there is one. I just don't know the names of shows very well.
Oh, you know what I've been watching too, actually, and I don't think it's maybe it is Netflix, but Shogun.
Yeah, and no, it's not Netflix. It's not really Netflix. Good. It's something else.
It's not Netflix. Is it Hulu?
I think it is Hulu, but maybe
I think you're right.
I think it's Hulu, and it's also from cable network.
Max. Maybe,
I don't think it's
HBO.
I think it's the one that Walking Dead's on. Maybe it's AMC. I don't know. But anyway, I want to watch it,
guys. Yeah, really good. But it's subtitled, so you can't get like all hard and think you can half watch it.
I gotta read. Oh, geez.
Lots of reading. Well, it's like 75% subtitled, and then there's all like a touch of English wrapped in there, which is actually Portuguese, I think, is what they're trying to.
Portuguese English? Anyway,
it's kind of weird. Yeah.
But it looks good.
All of the Japanese.
And now that Rat Stacy's recommending it, now I gotta watch it.
It's really good. Based on books of the same name, Shogun. That's even more reading.
Gosh, more reading.
Books, man.
Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week. Be safe, guys. Be safe.
Be safe. Wrap it up.
Nick, don't. Nick. Nick, I need you to be safe.
Oh.
Be safe.
Well, okay.
Even if your Volkswagen doesn't have a seatbelt, still like pretend you have a seatbelt, I guess. I don't know.
Protect your beard. Protect the coiffed hair.
The beard protects me.
Yeah, exactly. The beard doesn't need your protection. It laughs at your protection.
It is my power.
But before you do everything, before you start anything in your day, you got to first
brush your teeth.
Oh. Yeah, that's probably advised. Brush the teeth.
And then
immediately after, you better check your dates.